You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 750 AM, middle of the week, and I've got the itch for some college football talk. We dived into it a little bit last week. We're going to talk more college football right now and bring in a great friend of the show, Antoine Staley. He joined us each week last year during the college football season. He works for the USA Today and also Athlon Sports. Antoine, it has been a while, but it's great to get you back on the show. Thank you.
It's good to be back on, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it must mean that college football is here. I know that you have a vote as far as the Heisman Trophy goes. You cover college football for Athlon Sports. So this time of the year, it's right in your wheelhouse, especially with the work that you do with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, definitely. Everything is, I'm just trying to relax real quick and before the craziness gets started, starting next week for me.
Right, it's the fun time of the year, no doubt about it. Let's dive right into it. You and I were talking a bit off of the cuff. Last week, we had the discussion about the ACC and the SEC and some of the comments that were made by Jimbo Fisher during ACC Media Day. Now, you were actually there in attendance when Jimbo Fisher made those comments. And look, as far as I'm concerned, I've said this now for 2 years. I think the ACC is a terrific football conference. We have the Heisman Trophy winner in the ACC. Florida State has won a national championship. Clemson has won the national championship. If you look at coaches front to back, to me, there's no comparison between the ACC and the SEC. Your thoughts on what Jimbo Fisher had to say?
Yeah, I agree with him. I mean, you look at the conference the past couple of years, especially last year, you had three teams with over 10 wins, with 10 wins at least, and then you had another three more that had at least 9 wins. And like as you mentioned, the conference also has the reigning Heisman Trophy winner and Lamar Jackson in Louisville, who was probably should have been over 10 wins too if they didn't stumble last year late down the season with a couple of losses three losses in a row to Houston, Louisville, and Houston, Kentucky, and LSU in the bowl game. So yeah, I think the ACC right now is the far superior conference. Actually, I think the argument is really right now between the ACC and the Big Ten. The Big Ten also had it posted up. They had 4 teams with at least 10 wins last year. So I think that's really the argument right now going forward. I think the SEC is going to be better this year. But you look at last year and what the Big Ten and the ACC did, I think those two were definitely the superior conferences.
We'll stick with Florida State here for a moment. And my question to you is, can they live up to the expectation? You're very familiar with that area, to say the least. You got DeAndre Francois coming back. He's going to lead the way at quarterback. You got some high potential talent that's rising on the offensive side. They're going to be very entertaining to watch throughout the season. Obviously, they open up with Alabama. So we have about a month and a half of some buildup leading to that particular game. In your minds, can Florida State live up to the expectations this year?
Yeah, I think they're definitely a talented team. I know early last year they kind of stumbled a little bit. I know, of course, they lost a few games early on, games they probably should have won. You look at their schedule. And, yeah, I think they're definitely going to be able to live up to their expectations. Yeah, they got crushed by Louisville. They lost to North Carolina. And, of course, they ended up losing to Clemson. But, really, I mean, I think after the North Carolina game when they played Miami, their defense started to play much better. I think now, this year, you're going to get some players back on that defense. And, of course, you brought up DeAndre Francois, who I'm really a big fan of. I think he's one of the toughest players in college football, especially considering the terrible offensive line Florida State had last year. I think the biggest question is for Florida State is can they replace the production as far as sacks from DeMarcus Walker, who is now with the Denver Broncos. He ended up having 16 sacks last year. So I think definitely, and you get an All-American back in Derwin James, who ended up getting hurt early on in the season last year. So, I think they have all the tools necessary to be able to, even if they lose to Alabama, I still think they can round the table up and definitely play in the college football playoff.
Before we move on from the ACC, only one player has ever won the Heisman in consecutive seasons. We'd go all the way back to 1974-75 with Archie Griffin. History's definitely not on Lamar Jackson's side, but that is a storyline that's going to tag along with him all season long. High expectations for a kid like that.
Yeah, it is. Again, as I alluded to, they were just rolling. I mean, before November 17th, Louisville was they were making the case as one of the best teams in the ACC. Actually, next to Clemson, only that was their only blemish, and then they ended up going to Houston and losing that game, getting crushed, and then they lost the eyebrow-raising game against Kentucky at home, no less, and then they ended up losing to LSU. So I'm curious. Louisville is going to be interesting because the way they finished last year, they looked so good early on, and then they just kind of really stumbled. And Lamar Jackson didn't necessarily look particularly sharp either, even though I don't think all of it was his fault. I think the offensive line kind of really failed him as well. So I'm curious to see how well they do. I know they're pitted below Florida State and Clemson in the Atlantic Division. I kind of like NC State as well, possibly to be better than Louisville. But we're going to see. They definitely have a interesting schedule coming up. They're going to be at North Carolina on September the 9th, and then they get Clemson the very next week on September 16th. So they got some key games early, and they're at Florida State, who you know is going to want revenge on Louisville considering the way they just got embarrassed last year.
Again, our guest right now is Antoine Staley of the USA Today and Athlon Sports as we talk some college football. Okay, Antoine, let's talk Pac-12 here for a moment. Washington, they were the top dog in the Pac-12 last year. I thought they performed a little bit ahead of schedule. I don't know that a lot of people actually consider them major national championship contenders, but look, if you get down to the Final Four, you're obviously a major contender. With that being said, what's it going to take for this team to be top of the Pac-12? Because you do have Jake Browning back, but you lost John Ross, and they lost a group of NFL talent defensive backs, which was a lot of the reason why they were in the Final Four to begin with. So in your mind, looking at the Pac-12, and I don't know how much research you've done on the Pac-12, but Washington, can they remain the top dog of the Pac-12 with a very stout USC team coming up?
I think so. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens between those two teams simply because I think a lot of people didn't really talk about Washington's defense last year. But they were among one of the best in college, top 20 in college football. I think a lot of the, you look at Washington, and you obviously you look at the quarterback, Jake Browning, and their offense, prolific offense. But I think it's really going to come down to how superior their defense is. Like next, I mean, in 2017, I think they have the tools at least to be right there competitive with USC. Obviously, that's those two teams. I expect to be in the top six or seven teams when the preseason rankings come out. A lot of people are going to look towards USC, obviously, because Trojans ended up beating them last year, and USC just kept it after that slow start. They just were just rolling. So I think Washington definitely has enough tools to be there, especially if they it's really going to depend on how good they are defensively. I'm not necessarily worried about offensive side of the ball because I know you still have Jake Browning. I know you have to replace some key players there, but I'm really focused more on defense because I think that's going to really determine how well they play, how well they are in 2017. Even if you look at the Alabama game, I feel like they were in it a little bit, and then it just kind of got away from them because they weren't scoring enough points.
If we talk Pac-12, a team that I definitely, people need to pay attention to, and last year they were very explosive, they turned a couple of heads, but Washington State is a very interesting team to me this year as well, Antoine. I mean, again, Luke Falk is coming back, he threw for 4,500 yards, I believe, last season, close to 40 touchdowns. He's got to find a new top target, but this is a guy that I would not, I mean, if they can string together a couple of wins, especially in conference play, I don't necessarily think it's out of the question to say that Falk is someone that you could overlook for a Heisman candidate here. I think he looked great last year, and I think that this season, the sky's the limit for him.
I think he's one of the most underrated quarterbacks in college football, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I think he's definitely going to be, if you're looking for a darker candidate for the Heisman, I definitely think he's somebody you look for because, I mean, a lot of people, they look at certain players. You come into the season, you're like, okay, last year, who was it? You're looking at Leonard Fournette. You was looking at some other guys that could possibly win the Heisman as well. But, you know, it's usually somebody that's off the radar that ends up winning it or somebody that you don't necessarily yeah, one of the top names you don't believe in. But, yeah, I definitely think they have he has an excellent opportunity to at least be there, at least be invited to New York for the ceremony, especially considering that the Washington State offense throws for a lot of yards. Of course, the key games is going to be against USC on September 29th and also, you know, the Apple Cup, which is November 25th against Washington. So I definitely think if they win those two games, I think they have a really good shot. They also play Boise State early on in the season, too. So I think those three games are going to be really key to his success and also the Cougars' success.
A couple of times a year, we get Coach Mike McIntyre on the show. He always joins us on National Signing Day or the day after National Signing Day to talk about his class. I got a lot of respect for Mike McIntyre. But with that being said, where does Colorado fit into the Pac-12 this year? Because, again, they go, what they were able to accomplish last year, a top 10 team in the country. They had to really have things go their way over the last 2 weeks to get into the college football playoff. But nonetheless, for this Colorado team, they were there. They were in the top 10. Where do they fit into the Pac-12?
Last year, man, they snuck up on everybody, really. I mean, nobody expected them to win 10 games and win the Pac-12 South. Now they're going to have to replace a four-year starter quarterback and nine starters on defense that ranked in the top 20 last year. So, yeah, they're going to have a completely different football team. So I'm not necessarily sure they're going to have the same success. But I agree with you. I thought Mike McIntyre has done an excellent job there, considering the circumstances that he came in wasn't necessarily very good, to be completely honest. So, yeah, I don't think Colorado's going to win that many games this year, but I don't think the bottom's going to fall out. I think they're going to be still a bowl team, still be competitive, maybe win seven, possibly eight games this year. But yeah, obviously, you know, you got USC, I think UCLA bounced back as well in that conference. So I definitely think those are probably the top two teams you look at in the Pac-12 South.
Well, you mentioned UCLA, USC. We can't, again, two names that are always going to be tagged along with those two teams this year. It's going to be Josh Rosen and, of course, Sam Darnold. Also, Josh Allen out of Wyoming. And around this area, a lot of people got to watch him last year when they went up against BYU. Out of those three quarterbacks, who do you like the most?
Ooh, man, I like Sam Darnold. I thought what he did, especially late on in the season, was just, especially the age that he is, like a redshirt freshman, was just amazing. And I know you remember what happened during the Rose Bowl last year against Penn State. Like, he was just making, you know, NFL-type throws. So he's already coming into this year, 2017, with all this hype and all his expectations for not only him, for the SC Trojans. So, yeah, I was forced to take a quarterback, that's probably where I would go. I like Rosen as well. It'd be interesting to see how well he bounces back off of injury, because his health and his success is really going to hinge on how well UCLA is able to do as well.
Last question before I let you go. We're going to go way off the beaten path here, what we've discussed over the last 10 minutes or so. Lane Kiffin at Florida Atlantic. He's back in the head coaching world, going to go up against Navy on September 1st. Then he's got to travel to Wisconsin. So right off the bat, we're talking about Kiffin going up against two programs that are traditionally very successful. Your expectations for Kiffin in year one at Florida Atlantic?
Well, it's really going to be interesting to see what he can do right away. I don't expect them to do too much. They are playing in Conference USA, so that does help him. He has recruited, got some junior college transfers there early on. Probably, to be honest with you, in his first year, they're considering everything. I think in a perfect world, maybe five or six wins would be stretching it a bit. It's a tough schedule going out. You got Navy and the way they run the football early on, and then you got to play another really team that loves to run the football, Wisconsin and Camp Randall. So, yeah, that's not too easy opponents out to shoot, even though you play Bethune-Cookman and Buffalo the next week. But, yeah, it's not an easy schedule to begin with by any means.
Antoine Staley, always fun to talk college football with you. Before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
You can find my work at Athlon Sports. We're going to definitely coming out now. We're going to be predicting certain programs' win-loss record throughout the schedule that we're starting at this week. So you can go on there, athlonsports.com. Also, you can pick up the Athlon Sports preview as well, and also wrote a couple of articles there, ACC and SEC-wise as well. So you can pick one up, whether the regional-wise or the national. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at Antoine Staley.
Antoine, I love the work that you do. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come on the show, and hopefully we'll have you on again relatively soon. I know with the AP Top 25 preseason rankings about to drop here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you, Jordan.
Again, that's Antoine Staley taking out the time to join us in talk college football. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll end by sticking with the national scene right after this.